the pandemic has changed the way some of us experience time. Some people have joked about weekends not really feeling like they mattered. Others just call every day Wednesday. Other people have those Monday feelings every day. While time is passing at this same rate, the way we perceive it has sometimes changed. And our next guest has spent a lot of her time exploring what factors into that. Ruth Ogden is a senior lecturer in psychology at Liverpool John Moores University in the United Kingdom. Ruth's research focuses on how humans perceive the passage of time. She's the lead researcher on a new study about the passage of time under lockdown during COVID-19. Ruth, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Keely. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure almost everyone who talks to you mentions this, but goodness, we always say things like time flies when you're having fun. And yet, I mean, time is a constant. So what things factor into the way we experience time in general?
You're so right. So I think when we look at a clock, we know that the hands are moving at a constant rate. But we as humans, we really don't feel that. Our experience of time waxes and wanes all the time. What we really know is that the emotions we experience and the activities that we perform really influence how we feel time. You're quite right. So time flies when we're having fun. When we're engaged in enjoyable behaviours, we feel like time is passing by much more quickly than normal. We know this from studies in laboratories and psychology departments at universities. And we also know this from studies that take place in the real world that ask people about how they feel during their daily life. On the other hand, the sort of flip side, when we experience negative emotion, particularly sadness or perhaps some fear, we can get this sensation of time really slowing down. So people who've ever been in a car crash might have experienced that sensation of time really sort of almost stopping right before they experience any impact. So our emotions experience our sense of time. And this is probably because they influence our level of physiological arousal. So when we're aroused, time passes more quickly. And when we're not aroused, time passes more slowly. In terms of the activity... Oh, sorry, go on.
No, please continue.
So but it's not just our emotions, it's what we're doing. So the things that we do also affect how we feel. So what we typically see is that when we're engaged in a task that we are engrossed in, that we're familiar with, and that is quite complex, but not too complex, we feel like time passes by quickly. And this is probably because we don't think about time. So if you're doing something that you enjoy, that you're capable of doing, you're not really clock watching anymore. And therefore, time seems to pass by quite quickly. If you're bored or you're engaging in something that's far too easy, or perhaps far too difficult to the point that you just can't do it, you tend to see yourself watching the clock more, and then you get this sensation of time dragging by. So how we feel and what we do and how much attention we pay to time really seems to influence how we experience it.
And that really ties into your study, where you were looking specifically at the time that people were asked to quarantine in their homes. Did you have any predictions about how people would perceive that kind of time and that kind of a change?
I mean, I only had my own experience. So I'm a mom of three. My kids range from 6 months old to eight. And all of a sudden they were at home with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if I'm honest, my days were dragging by and I just assumed that everybody else's days would be dragging by as well. But I wanted to find out whether that was the case. Like, were there some people who were experiencing this lockdown as quick? And if so, what on earth were they doing so that I could copy them?
Right. Learn from others. What did you find in the study? Was everybody experiencing that sort of days dragging by, but weeks moving quickly?
No. So it was quite the opposite. And that's what I was quite surprised about. Hmm. So I was really expecting most people to experience this slowing of time. We've lost our routine. We've lost our work. You know, all the things that keep us in structure. Instead, what I found was that about 20% of people are experiencing time as passing normally during lockdown. About 40% of people are experiencing time passing more quickly than normal, and about 40% of people are experiencing time passing more slowly than normal. So there's a real split. For half of the population, things are going slowly. For half of the population, things are going quickly.
Ruth Ogden is a senior lecturer in psychology at Liverpool John Moores University in the United Kingdom, and she researches how humans perceive the passage of time. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. How has your experience been in this pandemic? Has your sense of time changed, or does it depend on the day of the week or the time of day or the weekend? Maybe it's changed over these months. Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. Ruth, what kind of questions did you ask to understand how participants in your study were experiencing time?
So I asked them two basic questions, really basic questions about their experience of time. So I wanted to know, today, how quickly does time feel like it's passing? And they rated that on a scale from very, very slowly to very, very quickly. And then they asked them the same question about the previous week. So did the previous week feel like it was passing more quickly or more slowly than normal, normal being before the lockdown in the UK? So that was to gauge people's experience of time. And then I asked them questions about their mood, the amount of tasks that they performed on a daily basis, how stressed they were, and also things about their household. So how many people did they live with, how old they were, and whether they perceived themselves to be at greater risk from coronavirus to other people. And what I really wanted to do with this information was to try and understand what factors in a person's life might help them to experience the lockdown as passing quickly, what factors might cause someone to experience the lockdown as passing slowly.
And what did you find then? I mean, you mentioned routine as one aspect that you were considering.
Yeah, so what we found in the study was that there were four key things that influenced people's experience of time during the lockdown. So they were age, satisfaction with social interactions, how busy people were, and their level of stress. So with age, what we found was that as we get older during the lockdown, we tend to experience it more slowly. And this was particularly true for people over 65. So our over 60s and our over 65-year-olds were more likely to experience the lockdown as passing slowly than people who were younger than that. So being old seems to make our lockdown go slowly, or being older, sorry. The second thing that I thought was really interesting was that what seems to be a really key factor for people's experience of time during the lockdown was how satisfied they were with their social interactions. So people rated their level of satisfaction. And what we found was that people who were very happy or very satisfied with social satisfaction during the lockdown experienced a fast lockdown. So time, the day and the week were passing quickly. People who were dissatisfied experienced a slow lockdown. Now, what was really interesting about this was that this was really about the quality of the interaction, not the quantity of the interaction, because we compared people who lived on their own with people who lived in a cohabiting environment, so with other people in their house. And there was actually no difference between those two groups of people. So it didn't matter if you had people around you all the time. What really seemed to matter was that you were satisfied with the interaction that you had with them. So having good social relationships is really important during a lockdown for it to pass quickly. And then we had the things that we talked about at the start. So this idea that when people were busy, the lockdown passed quickly for them. So people with high task load had a fast lockdown, and people with low levels of stress had a fast lockdown as well. So those are the kind of the four key things which predicted our lockdown. I was quite surprised that things like our level of anxiety and depression, and also how at risk we were from coronavirus, they didn't seem to influence our experience of time during this period.
We're talking with Ruth Ogden. She's the lead researcher on a new study about the passage of time under lockdown during COVID-19. She's a senior lecturer in psychology at Liverpool John Moores University in the United Kingdom. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you had to take a survey, would you say time has been passing slower, faster, maybe the same compared to your pre-pandemic life? What's changed for you, or are things kind of the same? 800-642-1234 is the number to call as we talk with Ruth about the amount of time passing. And Ruth, I want to talk a little more about age as you were going through the different factors that influence how long it feels like time is passing. You spoke about age, and that just makes me think of people who are older, maybe being more isolated in nursing homes. Not only are they less likely to be able to have visitors right now, but they're also in a higher risk category. So even if you could visit, you might not want to. I mean, how big of a deal does that older age piece play into it?
I think the older age piece, as you've just said, it plays in multiple ways, doesn't it? Because you're possibly more likely to live on your own anyway if you're older. And you're also maybe less likely to be able to utilize technology, which would enable you to have these meaningful social interactions that we think are very important for our experience of time during lockdown. So if I think about my own grandmother, for instance, she lives on her own. She doesn't have an iPad. She can't use the internet particularly easily. So she's very isolated during a period in which she can't have face-to-face visitors. So I think that age on its own seems, we know from studies outside of lockdown, that age on its own affects our perception of time. So we often hear elderly people refer to the idea that Christmas comes around more quickly every year. And the lockdown seems to exacerbate this effect. So it seems that we're particularly vulnerable to experiencing distortions to time when we're older during a lockdown. And like you say, that's probably because we are vulnerable to the effects of the coronavirus, but also perhaps because we are less able to engage in social interaction than people who are younger because of the restrictions on movement and interaction.
Which then plays into that other aspect of satisfaction with social interaction. And so it's just all connected.
Well, and also, like you said, I mean, if you don't have visitors in your nursing home, if you live alone and you don't have visitors, you might get quite bored as well. So you might have quite a low task load. You might have increased stress. All these factors knit in together with one another to create this sensation of time slowing down.
We've got Susan, who gave us a call at 800-642-1234. Susan from Milwaukee, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. I have not experienced a change in my perception of time since the COVID-19 arrival. I'm 63 years old. I have noticed for 40 years or more in my adult life, as time goes on, the words we use to describe time have almost no meaning for me in relation to what I actually experience in the passage of time. I think they're completely insufficient. Words are just insufficient to describe the depth of what we experience as time passes. And I suspect that for many people who are much older or perhaps housebound, and they live that way before COVID, they're kind of experiencing the same thing. If they're the same thing about passing time, if they're stuck and they can't get out and they used to, that's a different experience.
Yeah. Susan, thank you for bringing that up. And, you know, Susan explaining, gosh, the words we try to use to explain how we perceive it, they're difficult to really encapture it. And that's what you do, Ruth. You try to explain how we interpret time and how that's different, subjective versus objective.
I think Susan's exactly right. I mean, I think we take time for granted. We just refer to it as time. We know that it passes at a constant rate, but we feel it really differently. It changes all the time for us. And I don't think that we yet have the vocabulary or the care for time, the appreciation of time that enables us to fully express how we experience it. Hopefully, more research on how people experience time in their day-to-day lives will help us to better understand how people can explain their feelings about time, can control their experience of time, perhaps in the future.
Steve from Madison also wants to join the conversation. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, two small points apart from the COVID-19 crisis. Since this is the guest specialty, I hope that she knows perfectly well Bob Dylan's song, "Time Passes Slowly." And if she doesn't, that would fit perfectly into her presentation at any point. Time passes slowly.
Thank you so much for the tip. I will include it in the future.
It's a wonderful song for you. And the other point regarding athletes sometimes speak to what they call a sweet spot in time. So that a boxer or a tennis player or some other athlete feels that their perception of time slows down in competition, and they're much more able to act quickly and effectively within a very brief moment of time. Do you do research on that?
Steve, thanks for the question. Go ahead.
This is a fascinating question. And I think it sort of harps back to what I was talking about at the very start, this idea that anyone who's been in a life-threatening situation will often experience this slowing of time. And I think that's kind of a similar effect to what Steve's talking about, that people who are very in the moment, very focused on a specific goal, maybe a boxer about to take that final shot, they might experience the same thing. Now, we don't really know why it is that time waxes and wanes, but the idea, or the dominant theory, is that it's probably got some sort of benefit for survival. So it's adaptive in some way. If we think back to our evolutionary history, where we were living in different circumstances, it must have played some role, this feeling of time slowing down, us feeling like we have more time to act in critical moments. It must have enabled us to survive. So suppose that sort of sporting event when arousal is very high, it's very high pressure, maybe that just reenacts that sort of evolutionary benefit to time changing for us in the modern world.
Sure, it could be why some race car drivers are good at their jobs, or why some medical professionals can better handle those situations.
Exactly, exactly. And I think if the more we get used to that sort of experience, the more we can probably use it to our advantage, hence why elite athletes are so good at benefiting from it and have a term for it that they talk about themselves.
Yeah. Ruth, thank you so much. This is fascinating, and it certainly speaks to some of the experiences we're having. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Ruth Ogden is a senior lecturer in psychology at Liverpool John Moores University in the United Kingdom. Ruth's research focuses on how humans perceive the passage of time, and she's also the lead researcher on a new study about the passage of time under lockdown during COVID-19.